We're about halfway through the summer, it's hot, and you know what sounds good right now? Ice cream. Could you eat a half gallon of it? Okay, but what if you just hiked more than 1,000 miles over the last 3 months and still had about 1,000 to go? That's what you'll see at the Pine Grove Furnace General Store, where Appalachian Trail thru-hikers celebrate reaching the halfway point with the Half Gallon Challenge. Of the few thousand people who attempt the hike each year, only about a quarter finish. WITS Rachel McDevitt takes us to the midpoint for a trail tradition. We're abiding by trail rules for this story and using the hikers' official trail names.
The ice cream is here and early.
Gotta look at the ice cream. Look at it come by.
You are the man. I'm gonna hold the door for you.
The Hershey's ice cream delivery man is a celebrity to the hikers waiting on the porch of the general store. Inside, they jostle around the freezers. Lego Man, wearing a camo bucket hat and a black kilt, picks out maple walnut. And here's some surprising stats from Angie Simons behind the counter.
3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes and 37 seconds.
I'm enjoying that.
Did you catch that? On the 4th of July, a hiker known as Squirt wolfed down his half gallon in 3 minutes and 37 seconds.
I'll do the challenge, but I'm not killing myself.
Outside on the porch, the New Hampshire native digs in. This is a big moment.
Absolutely. Probably more the symbolism than the ice cream, to be honest, but...
At a picnic table, Magic Falcon is sporting blue sunglasses and a backwards cap as he peels the lid off his tub.
The smart one. Plain old vanilla.
What makes that the smart choice?
It goes down easier. I don't have to be chewing on anything. And basically becomes a milkshake at a certain point.
A dark-haired woman with bright freckles who goes by Milkweed is mixing up a trailside creamsicle with vanilla ice cream and orange sherbet.
And so I believe sherbet, I don't know if this is cheating, but the first ingredient is not cream. It's water. So... you got to have a good flavor combo because it is just an exorbitant amount of food in one sitting to even attempt.
Happy Feet, a wiry 24-year-old with big blue eyes, is nearing success, but feeling the effects.
I felt better, honestly. I was feeling pretty ill after the first 1.5 quarts, but I just kind of sat down and smoked a couple cigarettes and I felt fine.
Happy Feet says the challenge is a lot like the trail itself. Not bad, just a lot.
It feels like a part of the trail. Like, I wouldn't skip a 10-mile section. I wouldn't skip the half gallon of ice cream.
All the hikers are in a race of sorts to finish the trail before the last section closes in mid-October. On this warm day, they're also in a race to eat their ice cream before it becomes soup. Maple cream is dripping from Lego Man's bushy brown beard.
Just so much easier as it melts. I have a great fondness for maple. One of my wonderful childhood memories is getting sap from trees. Young me would order maple walnut.
Oh, no.
My spoon just broke in half. There's no video of this.
No video, but immortalized in radio.
Young me would order maple walnut.
Lego Man pauses, then grips his new, smaller spoon.
I will persist.
The ice cream gives the hikers a chance to stop and reflect on the ground they've covered and why they're still hiking. Here's Milkweed.
I don't know, I guess a challenge. So I have a son, he is 8 years old. And I think the biggest thing I always got from adults as a kid was not what they would tell you, but the things that you saw them do. So the things that you saw them do that seemed extraordinary, like they were superheroes. I'd want him to be proud of me. I want to be proud of me.
Lego Man has been writing Hike the Appalachian Trail on his list of personal goals every year for the last 14. This year, his job finally gave him the time off to try.
This really shifts your perception of what you need and what is enough, I think.
He says reaching the halfway point adds a little pressure to making the next 3 months the best they can be.
Already this far, wish I had taken more pictures of people and less pictures of the views. One of the trail tautologies is the views will always be there, the people won't, so take more pictures of people.
Lego Man joins the other hikers hanging out on the general store's patio, where they're swapping stories from the woods and their lives back home. The trail is waiting for them, but right now, they're savoring the moment. Rachel McDevitt, WITF News, Pine Grove Furnace State Park.
Off the trail, Lego Man goes by Alan Dwyer, Milkweed is known as Yvette Fernia, Happy Feet's legal name is Neil Postal, and Magic Falcon is Andrew Chang.